This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Coming to you from the Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming, it's The Undercard, bringing you the best in hand combat coverage with feature interviews, major events, and the hottest ring girls from around the nation. The Undercard is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. And now, here they are, always in your corner, Brad, Marv, and Jimmy.
Episode 158, we're 2 days away from October, Shocktober, as I like to call it. I love freaking Halloween and everything about it.
Yeah.
So the fall season is upon us. So that's
officially, yeah.
Yeah. And if you've been with us since day one, we do celebrate Halloween a little harder than the other holidays. So it'll be fun.
We're heathens.
Marv's a heathen.
I'm a heathen. I need me some Jesus.
We celebrate it just because it's a fun holiday. I mean,
you too. Yep.
I love it.
There's a woman that I used to work with who reminded me so much of her, and every time I would look at her, all I could think is, "You two mother need Jesus."
Nice Bad Boys reset.
Yes, absolutely.
We are actually debuting something on the show today. We use this team undercard mentality. What? And so some people have been writing stories. It starts off with Rick Pratt. He covered the Deontay Wilder story. So we're going to encourage our fans to actually write in or write a story about it. So we're going to actually listen to people that listen to our show recaps after certain fights. He's going to cover the Deontay Wilder fight. So
awesome.
That's kind of cool.
That's
because I wanted to do something different because everybody's trying.
Free correspondence. I love it.
Right. And they
we're not
to
paying
it
them, right?
No.
Okay, good.
And they wanted to do it anyway, so that's absolutely awesome. And that just helps the show. I think that makes the show, the more the team undercard approach, even better. And
that's less we have to do.
We're joined by Anthony Barnes, hosting also.
As always.
I'm just trying to get
you've lost your guest host status.
Yeah, it's he stopped being a guest. In fact, I don't
You're here more than I am, and I was helping run the show for a while.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get the intro changed. You know what I mean?
We're gonna do that. We're gonna do it very.
Just so when I'm here, like Anthony. Like,
no, we're gonna put Anthony. You in there, but we're just gonna like crudely splice it in.
Yeah,
like the music's gonna stop
that's
and
all
everything.
I want.
Brad,
yeah.
Marv,
Barnes,
and Jimmy.
That's all I want. All
right, we'll do that.
Really
then,
quickly, are you eating healthy stuff?
Yes.
Like,
okay,
yes,
so you can't participate
no,
in the game we're playing.
What game is that?
Well, we have DBA coming in. And Marv cannot beat.
Do you have a database administrator coming in?
Yes.
Those are my people.
Yes.
Right, we encourage.
That was when we first met him. That's exactly what I thought. I was like, so databases?
And he's doing business as?
He's like, nope, I light my arm on fire and hit people with it. I was like, nope, not the DBAs I know. They often light things on
fire.
They
like to.
Speaking of which, nothing's flammable here before DBA gets here.
Actually,
right?
he brings his own.
Marv brought a Zippo just for this
just
occasion.
Just in case.
Yeah. Yes. No, just for this occasion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just I went and bought a special one. I had it engraved and everything.
You still didn't explain what the game is.
Okay, so there's no way Marv, although he has the physique of some classic wrestlers in the past, like King Kong Bundy, Typhoon.
That was, that was diplomatic.
That was hurtful.
But truthful.
There's no way he could compete with DBA in a wrestling ring, but we have a game in
if
which
he slipped and fell.
That just means you look athletic, that's all.
Yeah, I look athletic.
We do have a competition
for a Samoan
set up for him and DBA, which we'll announce when DBA gets here. And hopefully DBA has a strong stomach, that's all I gotta say. Which, in wrestling, because of the blood, you think there's a strong stomach, right?
Mm.
Possibly a
that.
Strong stomach,
yeah, you
right?
Never
and he
know.
Was, like, the extreme...
That Sabu fight was
champion
over the top.
For a long time. I mean, he doesn't shy away from damn near anything. So,
right,
yeah.
That Sabu fight made money. Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that's right. Yeah. That was one of the earlier Best in Detroits where you guys were there. And it was, that was a cage match and all kinds of,
Intense.
That was awesome. That was intense is the way to describe that. Yeah, that was intense.
And Marv is coming off, a little bit of stomach problems, but we're going to hope he can represent the undercard proud.
I got this.
Why do I not know anything
about this?
Because I like to keep some stuff under wraps.
Because
it's kind of surprise people.
I would like to know. Because I'd probably cheat on my diet.
No, you do not want to do that. No, trust me.
Barnes would be perfect for this game.
Ooh, Barnes can
maybe
join
we
in.
Should. Maybe you know what? I might have to tap out on him.
We're talking 250 calories max. Can you do that?
Oh, max.
Today?
Yeah, max. Like it's
that's
not.
Like what an Oreo.
That's like half of a Big Mac.
It's a double stuffed Oreo, I think.
Big
Mac's got to be way above 250. Are you high?
No, it's half of a Big Mac.
No, Big Mac's like 1,000.
Yeah, it got to be.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna do that also. So
563 calories in a Big Mac.
Totally,
half a Big Mac.
Yep, of a Big Mac.
Oh,
thanks, Richard Simmons. Thanks for keeping me honest.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I think where you were screwing up is you always eat two Big Macs. That's where you were screwing it up. That's what was confusing.
The math was off.
It totally blew me off.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, when I put that in my Weight Watcher diary, it's like 1,000 calories.
But you eat them as one.
Yeah, and you smush them together.
Stack them and smush them
one.
So we do have a DBA coming in. Who else do we have, Jimmy, coming in also?
We have DBA and his son, Malcolm Monroe III,
yes.
Also known as MM3.
Yeah, so I was actually telling Jimmy the lineage earlier. So you've got, it started with Sweet Daddy, Malcolm Monroe, back in the 50s, with the Bobo Brazil, the original Chic, that era. And then you've got Malcolm, who's DBA, Malcolm Monroe II, who broke from ICW, which was his dad's company, and started it as ex-ICW. And now you've got the third generation, Malcolm Monroe III, and they're a tag team, the Monroes.
And they're going to be facing against the Sambonis.
There's no ice rinks involved.
Scarbonis. Scarbonis, that's right. Yeah. Let's say Sarbonis.
I also think Sambonis is a very racist comment from like the 40s.
but this
can't say anymore.
And this is interesting and exciting. They're going to be competing in a fans bring the weapons match, which I can only imagine. What people are going to bring.
Marv, when we first started on XICW, that's what
Marv, show what I sent today.
Yeah.
What's that?
Show you what I sent today. That's the weapon we bring.
What is it?
2x4 with the spikes on it.
Oh God!
Oh, it's
no.
It's wait, oh, that's which? That's amateur hour.
The one you said.
Oh,
what some of these people bring.
There are fans that will spend weeks
creating something,
putting 2x4s and embedding. Yeah. Hundreds and thousands of thumbtacks.
Fans won't be happy unless someone's literally decapitated with the stuff they bring.
Unless you're getting like a Mortal Kombat finish him move, they're not happy.
So what Brad sent me, and it's a good idea.
That thing?
It's like a. It's like an old school. It's supposed to be like an old school Western pistol, but the handle is brass knuckles. There's the gun, of course, and then the barrel like folds out to be like a
knife.
Like a knife.
A serrated knife.
It's one of the rules. No knives.
Actually, it's not. It's brass knuckles.
Okay. Actually, I want to start a new thing. I saw it on ESPN, and a pro wrestling gorilla did it. It was a Lego.
Hold on. I need a second to soak
gorilla.
That in.
Pro wrestling gorilla.
Okay.
That's like one of the big indies out in LA.
Okay. Actual gorilla.
Gorilla. Think Venezuela.
Gotcha. Okay. Gorilla.
Right.
Gorilla, not gorilla.
Right. All right, we're past that. But what they did, so instead of doing like a thumbtack match where you have like a pillowcase full of thumbtacks and you dump in the ring, they had a Lego match. So like barefoot Lego match. And
that is devious.
I think I would rather do the thumbtack.
No. You know what? I think I'm going to bring, because they got the Lego store on 22 and Hayes doing the BOGO.
Yeah.
Let's do bag of Legos.
Dude. Oh, wow.
Oh, they've got one going on this week.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God.
$20 bag of Legos, that's so worth it.
Oh, we're done. We can go there tonight.
No, but see, it's the fans that scare me. It's like, hey, DBA, here's a machete. This would be funny.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like, what? Like, we want blood. It's like, guys, no, I mean, just let's think about this.
Kayfabe aside, dude's still got to get up and go to work in the morning.
Right, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Like, so we're like, no, we have to like asterisk, no guns or light, the fluorescent light
no
bulbs.
No light tubes, no.
Light.
Oh, that was that's a big awesome. Thing. That was a big thing for years.
That's awesome.
And then people discovered what a violent health hazard they were.
Yes.
And
Here's some cancer to go with this shards of glass in your back for 2 weeks.
You may have won this time, but I'll win in 20 years.
I never understood the guys that, like,
the three count slowly.
Like, getting power bombed on thumbtacks and, like, having to pick those things out of your back. It's like, yeah, no, I'm glad I chose the accountant route instead of the pro wrestler route. It's like,
it's good to have options.
Back
though.
Of their head, they're plucking, you know, those things are nuts. But yeah, fans bring the weapons. The last time we did this, I brought in the giant fat head of my head, and they taunted Sabu with it. And,
match ever.
I'm sure it was, yeah.
So it was a gag gift that I'd got for him for his birthday. It was a giant, like, 4 feet tall by, like, 3 foot wide.
Oh, because they knew I was going to pass out. So, like, all the pictures with me up until, like, 10:30. And then for the rest of the night, it's pictures with everyone with my head.
And all the hot girls had to have their – it's like, hot girl body, giant bob head.
I had nightmares like that.
So, yeah, fans bring the weapons. We brought Bob's giant head. So one of the best pieces of video I've ever captured in my life was Toby, Mr. Insanity, basically doing, like, the Jungle Book bounce back and forth, holding Bob's giant head, taunting Sabu with it.
Yeah, whatever.
Are flamethrowers allowed?
No.
Like, makeshift, like, hairspray and a Zippo. You're thinking
hairspray
about it.
Hairspray good, Zippo good.
Not together.
Whatever they do, whatever they choose to do with them in the ring is not on us.
All right, gotcha.
Old school chic, man, with the flash paper in the eyes. Come on.
Oh, yeah. God.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Where's Magic Mike for this? We need, you know, some of his bag of tricks.
Yeah, give me a box of...
Give me a box of flash paper.
Exactly. A bottle of anything to go. Well, no, some clown... some clown put on the thing, can we bring beer bottles? Like, yeah, I want you to hit me over the head with a beer bottle. Like, really? You know, I can't, like,
it's still real to me.
Oh,
that's
God.
Those people. Those are the people that are voting for Donald Trump. Let's just be clear. Like, that's how that works. Those are the people that are going to vote for Donald Trump. We know that, right?
They are. It's
at this point, I might vote for Donald Trump. Seeing what else is out there.
Well, I mean, you can still bring tools then, right? Hammers, stuff like that.
Yeah, the best thing I found, we were at the last Rich show, they were fixing the roof, and on one of the tables, there's about 16, 17, like, 3 foot by 3 foot pieces of sheetrock. So I just kept handing them to wrestlers, and they're hitting them over the head, and a big cloud of smoke, and I'm like, until the guy from the Ritz came and yelled at me for
like, for taking all the sheetrock that they were
using. You leave out loose sheetrock at a wrestling event. What do you think we're going to do with it?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's on you, dude.
We'll buy you a case. We're sorry.
Those cost me $130. Yeah, charge me for three, and then, you know, I'll go on my way.
Because we're not going to stop doing that.
But that was fun, so I think I'm going to go to the depot and get it.
We're going to say a Home Depot Lowe's run this
week. Yeah.
It's a good idea.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking about XICW 15th anniversary. It's happening this Sunday. Or, I'm sorry, Saturday, October
3rd. XICW 200.
200. Oh, 15th anniversary, yes. Best in Detroit 12.
And Dave and I will be doing commentary for the DVD. So that last Best in Detroit, I did it with my first foray into doing pro wrestling play-by-play.
How'd that go?
It didn't suck.
Okay.
You know,
when Brad and I did it, it sucked.
I was watching it.
It was good.
I was watching it and fully expecting cringeworthy, oh, my God, burn it. Like the vile, you know. And I sat there and
let us never speak of this again.
Right. Burn all the copies. No, I was watching and going, it's not that bad.
That's good.
I mean, granted, you know, we've done 112 podcast episodes to date, and I was a, you know, drunk bar DJ, so maybe that helped a little bit. But
DJ Glockenspiel
in the house, yeah, exactly.
Also, but here's the key difference: the last one we did, you weren't drinking.
I wasn't. That's right.
Dun dun dun.
The plot thickens.
Can he get through it?
No. The best part about it. So we're watching the DVD. And it's like totally cringeworthy. And you know, Dave's kind of doing color. And you know, we're still trying to figure out what our roles are. And every once in a while, the DVD, Dave stops talking. And about 30 seconds later, you see him in the background walking over to the bar. And then walking back with like four beers, and then he starts talking again. And it's like, it was probably, and you stop watching the wrestling match because you're just laughing about Dave leaving the commentator stand to get beer.
Well, ask Rochelle. When I meet Dave at one of those events, I look at the bar line first. That's where I go to find him normally.
There should be an app for that.
Right.
Where's Dave?
Where's Dave? Right.
I look at the bar first.
What bar is Dave at?
Right. Like,
then Daver. Ringside. Bar, ringside, and then at the front with the tickets.
Yeah.
That's the order.
Those are the only places, yeah.
Like normally, bar is a pretty safe bet.
Yeah.
Pretty safe bet.
I like how like third on the list is selling tickets. That's good.
Oh, no. Because usually I get called up there because there's a problem because somebody thinks they ordered tickets, but they did not order tickets.
I'm on the list, really.
Yeah, no, you're not. No.
Listen, Mr. Butabi, you're not on the list.
Right.
Sorry. Bad.
You know, you're an idiot. You bought tickets for the next show at the Ritz. Those are not good here. Have a nice night.
I'm here for the Van Halen concert. I'm Motley Crue's playing tonight.
Yeah.
But my tickets say Van Halen.
Yeah, they're for last night.
Right. Exactly.
XICWDetroit.com. This will sell out. The other ones we've been to have all sold out. You pack them in like sardines and stuff. So don't try to get there and get in line and get a ticket. There's probably not going to be any available.
And GA will be there.
Huh?
They'll be GA for walk up. Yeah.
Okay.
They'll put standing room, like pretty much they'll pack.
We tend to expand to accommodate if we need to. So.
All right.
The best one we've ever
Screw the fire marshal.
Well, last time we were there was an MMA fight going on. But I think the best one we ever did was when there was a wedding.
An Albanian wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like next door?
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. So it's four halls.
Yeah.
And we take up two.
Did you?
And they took up two.
Did you ever, did you like accidentally wander into the wrong one?
Oh, no. So we
but not realize it for a few minutes?
But no, so we've always offered, hey, bride, because it's happened a couple times, we've always offered, hey, bride and groom, come get your pictures taken in the ring.
Sure.
I mean, that's a cool wedding.
Right. Absolutely,
But it's always the kids that wind up coming over.
It's like one of the dads walks over. He's got like 30 boys, or 10-year-old boys. He's literally like $10 ahead. Line forms to the left, and they're like thanking us for getting them because the kids don't like weddings.
Well, so the best part of that is so I get called up to the front desk, and I'm like, what? They're like this like angry Albanian woman is there looking for her son, and I was like, okay, well, what's he look like? She's like, well, purple shirt, purple tie, and I'm like, okay, well, that's five of them. I think I'd come with me. So yeah, and I'm like, that one, and she's like, yeah, and I'm like, kid, come here. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, I thought I asked you if you asked your parents if you would come here. He's like, I asked my dad.
Oh no! Oh, I can totally sold him out.
Of course, dad said yeah.
And here's where
dad wishes he was here.
Yeah.
Here's like this riveting match between like Zach Gowen and God knows who, and all you hear like this faint sound of like unts unts music, and like because the guy went right into it like right at 8:30 he's going unts unts, and it's like you couldn't like it was so difficult between like us playing between us blaring the friggin' death metal music for the entrance and like the slams on the mat, like it had to have been like just this clash of worlds going on.
Should have been a rip in the time-space continuum right at the hall divider.
Well, imagine if that was my wedding. I'm like, there's pro wrestling next door.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Wedding canceled. Moving
exactly. I'm going to spend my whole life with you. This is a once-in-a-lifetime.
Throw the hall open. We're good.
Yeah. Hun, my stomach doesn't feel well. I have to go to the bathroom.
If you ever loved me, we're throwing the hall open right now.
Exactly.
I'll cover the bar. We're good.
That's why that dad told his kid he could go. He's like, in like 10 minutes, she'll ask where he is, and then I'll go get him, and it'll be great.
Oh, yeah. No, I think
I couldn't find him. I'll go. Yeah, I couldn't find him for like a half an hour. It's crazy.
Funny.
Well, we don't know what will be next door this time, but the action will be definitely in the room. Tell us a little bit more about some of the other matches that are going on, Bob.
Main event is a steel cage match. It's a, I guess you want to call it a grudge match between Kid Hybrid, Orlando Christopher, Mad Dragon, Hakeem Zayn. Last match for the title, Scarboni's ran in, interfered. You know, the whole House of Truth ran in, interfered. So they're like, screw it this time, steel cage. And this steel cage is wicked. I mean, this thing's from they built this in the 70s. And
so it's
a
like
lot.
Real steel.
Oh, it's bad. Yeah. That was the one time where Painkillers jumped off the top of the steel cage and he did a moonsault onto a. That was off the ladder.
That was off the ladder.
He did jump off the top of the
20-foot ladder. Oh, yeah, they went off the top of the cage, but went off a 20-foot ladder. Put one of the Scarbonis through a table.
Oh, wow.
Good Lord.
No, yeah, actually, there was Death Wish, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was Dickie Bronson.
Wow.
But yeah, so it's going to be.
Be honest, so that was CGI, right?
Oh, yeah, I was telling you, we had Michael Bay come in, oh, yeah. And we had green screens everywhere.
Explosions.
There was the raptor in the background. Yeah, it was absolutely, yeah, totally.
Right. You hear Dave stop talking, a raptor walks by in the background, goes to the bar.
Raptor walks out, grabs four beers.
That's the dumbest thing I ever heard you say.
Or the best thing, yeah, we've ever heard.
Jurassic Bar.
But I think the price of admission, welcome, though, is going to be Father Time. I don't know if you've ever heard of Father Time.
No.
He just had his Ring of Honor debut when they were in Dearborn a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
He's about 65. He's a preacher. He's had three strokes in his life. He's literally blind. Not legally,
no, he's
blind.
Survived,
he's literally
cancer,
blind. Survived cancer.
And
had
three strokes, the last of which left him legally blind. This is not a work. It's not a joke. This is no BS.
Wow.
The man cannot drive a car. The man has a cane. It's
so
legit blind.
Fights. So get in the ring. That's
he's led out to the ring,
he does,
and goes,
oh,
from there.
God. He, wow, does old school Undertaker, walks the top rope. Like,
wow,
literally, the guy's.
Oh, my,
well, and so,
wow,
we had Caleb Stills in here with one of the shows,
yeah,
on Sunday.
Yeah.
And Caleb said it best. He's like, you know what? You can laugh all you want. Don't let him get his hands on you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, like, that's,
wow,
that's the shtick. If he gets his hands on, I mean, he's just, dude, he's got, like, that old man strength.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
don't mess with grandpa strength.
Exactly, yeah, like, yeah.
And he will grab you and hurt you.
Wow.
Exactly, yeah.
But then, yeah, we got the last real man, Silas Young, for Ring of Honor coming in. He's going to be going up against Jake Something. If you never saw Jake, he was one half of the Painkillers. He was one of the finalists for the Tough Enough competition. Dude's jacked. He's a young up-and-coming.
Well, and also is making his way into Ring of Honor.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I know he got a tryout.
Yep.
Good for him. He's the guy's completely total package. He's a great wrestler. That one's going to be phenomenal. And then we got supposed to have Rhino Buff Bagwell.
And then
Rhino Buff Bagwell. And then Buff Bagwell hurt his shoulder.
And then
they signed Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis. Maria Kanellis is going to be there.
Just
Google her.
Maria Kanellis.
Google her. Yeah, if you don't know who Maria Kanellis is, she was a former WWE, lost her job, and what every good diva does when they lose her job, they go to Playboy.
Yep.
And she put out a nice spread. And I use that term.
How do you spell that last name? I got to check this out. How do you spell it?
Kanellis, I want to say.
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. No, he's looking,
hello,
for the other picture.
Oh, he's looking, yeah, for the other picture.
And this might be a good time for a break.
Yeah.
I think Marv needs a moment.
So you're saying she'll be there?
Yes.
Yes.
I might have to break my no events rule.
Yeah, and also Taylor Hendricks, if you don't know who she,
yes,
is, I think that's our,
yes,
last name. She's going to be in the house
with Ashley America.
Ashley America, I think, making her debut.
Debut.
Yep.
That's a restraining.
But yeah, it's going to be then the usual suspects, Movado,
yeah,
you know, the whole Dr. Upsia, the whole weird stuff going on. Willie Watts is going to be in the house. There's a guy that just
see her boobies.
There's going to be a rookie that just graduated the House of Truth. Actually, a phenomenal.
Palmer Cruz.
He's going to be in the house. He's a phenomenal talent. Just, you know, basically, he's a straight up rookie. Throwing him in with the wolves.
I can't say what I normally say at those moments, but seriously, f you that I know that. We have a rule. Like, I got pulled into this kicking and screaming, and so, like, when I know wrestling things and Bob doesn't, that's an f you Bob moment.
Yeah, a great Movado story, though, is my son's a huge wrestling fan. He's been at XICW events, the best of in Detroit events, not the Ritz event. But he once asked Movado how long he had been wrestling for. And Movado said, if I told you, you promise never to tell anybody. So he whispered in his ear, and he had this information in his head. And, you know, I asked him, and God little bless the son. He's just keeping this thing a secret. So this summer, unfortunately, for hopefully no one's listening that believes in Santa Claus still, he found out Santa's not real. So we went to the Tiger game.
And how old is he?
10.
Yeah,
that's about the age.
Yeah.
It's about the age. And we're at the Tiger game versus Cubs game. And he goes, Dad, can you be honest with me? Is this true? He's not real. He goes, in return for that information, I will tell you how long Movado's been wrestling. And he thought that was an equal trade.
Wow, so he's going, your son's going to wind up working for the CIA.
Yeah.
Probably.
He's already got the information bartering thing going.
So I'm sitting there going, how bad do I want to know that? And I was just like, Keep it a secret, but Vado trusts you with this secret.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to our first break. We'll be back, talk wrestling. We got talk boxing. We got Anthony Barnes. Dominique Dalton's fighting today.
Yes.
So this is going to be huge against a guy that's undefeated also.
Now, is that the former MMA girl with the D cups that can't make weight?
No, we're going to talk about
that.
Okay,
that.
That's because that was the story that captivated my attention.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, we're going to talk about how CNN was a reputable source and got the story wrong. We're going to talk all about that good stuff. So we'll be back in about 5 or 10 minutes. I've
seen a lot of sights. This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio.
We're back, joined by Bob and Dave from the IT and the D. Obviously, this is their home podcast, Detroit.com, but they're filling us in with the wrestling knowledge. We are fans. We are not experts like Bob over here. And Dave's like me, more of a fan.
No.
But
yeah, I know.
I've learned is that I am even like 3 years into this, I've learned I am not a fan of wrestling. Like I've gone to WWE. WWE is a soap opera for dudes that would never admit that they watch soap operas.
Yep. It's so true.
Ring of Honor takes themselves way too seriously. Like, I almost got all of our asses kicked at a Ring of Honor event because I was mocking and being us, and it didn't go well. A lot of the other indies are just – there's no nice way to put this. They're shit shows. And so – but, like, XICW has a great mix. I'm a fan of what XICW does is what I've learned. Like, it's a great mix of – yeah, there are guys that take themselves seriously, but it's a little bit of that. There's some cartoony over-the-top stuff. There's a little bit of that. There's the extreme, you know, cage match, flaming elbow, blood, a little bit of that. There's, you know, the tag teams, the ladies matches. I mean, it's a good variety of stuff.
Overall, it's a good show.
Yes.
That's what – honestly, whether you're a wrestling fan or not, I've been to a couple of the shows.
Yeah.
I'm not a wrestling fan. But it's a good show. I mean, it's
gone from my once a month, I turn off my brain and just get drunk with the guys and have a blast. And now I actually, like, I truly enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. You're the web guy.
I am the web guy.
You're the web guy.
No one knows his name. It's just web guy.
Web guy.
Dude, here's the worst part. So, like, I go to my kid, so my daughter, like, her back to school night at Fraser. And so, like, they're having, like, the whole, like, dude, within 5 minutes, three different people walked up to me. Hey, web guy. I wasn't wearing my jersey. I have no idea who the hell you people are. Like, I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, you're XICW, the web guy. I'm like, yeah. And? Yeah. Three times, 5 minutes, crazy.
Yeah, it's weird. Back when I was doing stand-up, I had a guy want to talk to me while I was peeing at a urinal. he walks in, like, next to me, looks over, he goes, hey, I saw you at Joey's, man. I was like, can we talk when I don't have my penis in my hand, please?
Dude, that's what the logo looks like for Joey's, by the way.
Yeah.
Dude, actually, so the last Best in Detroit event at XICW, I'm standing at the urinal, and this little, like, 8 or 9 year old kid, I'm guessing, walks up and stands up next to me. And, you know, he broke the rule because he's 8 or 9, he doesn't know it yet. And he's like, hey. And, like, the ladies' tag team match had just ended.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, you know, he's like, the one I wanted to win won. And I was like, all right, I guess I'm into this conversation. Why is that? And he's like, well, because, you know, I really wanted the girl in black to win. And I'm like, okay, well, why? He's like, well, you know, the girl in red, which was Taylor Hendricks, by the way, you know, she's like, you know, she shows off a lot of, you know, her boobs and stuff. And, you know, the other girl, like, really kept herself covered up. And it really ought to be more about what you can do instead of how you look. I'm looking down at this, like, little 8 or 9 year old kid, and I'm like, did my wife send you here?
Right.
So, you know, can I go over and I wash my hands and I'm like, you know, kid, I'm like, good for you for having that attitude. Come back and talk to me when you're about 14.
Right, yeah, exactly, yeah.
So let's move on to a little boxing, and we're going to transition back to wrestling here really quick. We got Anthony Barnes joining us, as always. He's a host officially now. Officially, whether you want it or not, it's got to be on your resume.
That's why I'm here.
All right.
Intro.
I thought it was the meat sticks.
Oh, I can't eat the meat sticks right now.
Oh, back in training now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
And we're joined by Rochelle also.
Can we have a pizza then?
Rochelle, yeah. And then Ring Girl Bailey also
just
is here today.
Hi.
So,
Bailey.
Really quickly, Tuesday night, it's Premier Boxing Championships. I like fights that are on weekends because being a father now, weekends are taken up. and there's always other stuff going on that sometimes I have to be at. But Premier Boxing Champions, one of your good friends is fighting.
Yes. Dominic Dalton, he's fighting on Fox Sports 1 tonight.
Against Oscar Molina.
Oscar Molina, former Olympian. He's 13-0. He has 10 knockouts. You know, really strong opponent. But I think Dominique's going to win this fight. Dominique is, you know, it's like a family to me. So, you know, I'm supporting him. So I got my Kronk shirt on. I got my Detroit belt on. I'm wearing the Lions hats. Still Detroit. So, you know, I'm still trying to get into the, like, you know, Team Dominique. You know,
now, this Detroit. Now, this is like a great test for both, whether you're Molina or you're Dalton. Mm-hmm. Because this will... After this, you have to believe you're one more fight away from maybe getting a title shot. Because, huge numbers by both people. What do we not know about Dominique that you as a professional boxer can tell us about Dominique? What can we see tonight?
Dominique's super intelligent. He's fast. He's really fluent, good, footwork. He's just a solid fighter. He has good power, good speed. He's just a solid fighter. He's the perfect person you want to see. In a boxing match, you know, because anything could happen with him.
Now, Molina comes with knockout power. I think he has 10 knockouts in 13 fights. Dalton, defense, what do we know about him?
Like I said, he has good footwork. He's smart, so he's in and out. He does a lot of the, in and out movements. He's a solid amateur background, so, you know, he's, you know, well-rounded. Obviously, Molina is, too, being an Olympian, but... one thing people don't realize is, last time Dominique lost was an amateur in the Olympic trials was to Keith Thurman. And, Keith Thurman's not anybody to be ashamed of losing to.
Very cool. And fighting on a Tuesday night, I think this helps both of their career.
Yeah.
First off, whoever loses, it will be looked at as a quality loss. And so it's nothing to be concerned about. But second off, Tuesday night, when you're not competing against anything else, boxing fans... will watch, and
absolutely.
If anything, both will become more household names in the boxing world. I mean, Dalton's a huge name here, but nationally now will become a big name.
Yeah. He has a lot of fans over, in Germany and stuff like that, from fighting in Germany formerly. You know, back when Emmanuel was around, he fought there a lot. But he's definitely going to be more of a household name after this. I think he's going to win, but win, lose, or draw, he's going to get another... TV shot anyway, Tony Harrison. He lost his last fight, but he fights again in a couple weeks.
October 31st?
October 31st.
Yeah, and Tony Harrison getting another shot on Premier Boxing Champions, and like we said, he's going to be back. I think I'm right there with you. I like Dominique. It comes with who he's trained with, and the competition, Molina obviously has, as you said, his Olympian background, but there's something about Detroit fighters that I like, and I tend to pick. Maybe it's a bias thing that I see you guys train a lot more or something like that, but I'm excited. Me and you are going to go try to catch the fight a little later, but we're both picking Dominique. It stinks because you picked Fury last week, and then what happens? Klitschko gets a calf injury and has to pull out. I totally believe the injury is legit. Klitschko's not the type of guy, even though Tyson Fury's saying that maybe he pulled out because he was scared or he looked in his eyes and said he was scared. But
that fight will happen. So
yeah, they're looking at November 28th now. Same venue, same everything. And Tyson Fury, though, Jimmy can appreciate this, dressed as Batman and went against Joker at the press conference, leading to some theatrics and everything like that. But poor Tyson Fury. What David Hayes twice dropped out, I think, on Tyson Fury, and then now with Klitschko. How tough is it when you're in a camp and you're ready to peak, and then this happens, and now he has to go back into another camp? I mean, for Klitschko, it's an injury thing. Mentally, where do you think he is? And then how tough is it to peak and then kind of scale it back and go back into a camp?
Well, I'm sure it's happened to him before, obviously, so I'm sure he's used to it. All that means is he can train longer, he doesn't put so much stress on, maybe getting ready last minute, maybe, camp could have been, might have not been what he wanted it to be, and, he's just not telling anybody, maybe he'll have extra time, I don't know, maybe it could hurt him. Maybe he trains too hard right now, and then, he thinks he's in shape later and kind of slacks off, and then, I don't know.
Now, from your perspective, in because I don't you can't answer for him, but if this was to happen to you in a fight, in which would you take a couple weeks off? Would you maybe not stick to the diet so that it's not so regimented and then go back into it, or would you keep training? You think?
No, see, it's happened to me several times. So, for me, you know, I usually I stick to my diet, and then like I'll get off. You know, like I'll have a cheat day or two per week. I'll like calm down my running a little bit, but I'll still be in the gym every day because I don't want to peak too early. So then we get rescheduled, and then we'll pick sparring back up again, like, you know, heavy, and just stay sharp that way.
Now, for our fans that aren't around boxers all the time, peak means definitely timing. Timing, yes. With sparring and everything. What else does peak mean to a boxer?
Physically, you know, like you're not getting tired. Like you feel good. You don't have any injuries. Your power is perfect, you know, like your timing, like is good, your defense is good, everything's good. Mentally, you are ready. You know, if you stay at it too long, you don't take that break, then you get burnt out. You know, just like anything else, you work too much. You're at work 7 days a week, you know, 18 hours a day, you're probably gonna fall apart eventually. So I feel like that's how it is in training camp. If you do it too long and over again, you will get burnt out. So,
what were your thoughts on Deontay Wilder? We were going to go to Rick Pratt's analysis from Team Undercard here, but what were your thoughts on Deontay Wilder?
He didn't look as good as I thought he was going to look. He's fighting a really tough guy, but he's backing up a lot, and I think he, being a champion, he sure took better control over that fight. That's my opinion. I feel like you're the heavyweight champion of the world. When you see Klitschko fight or even Tyson Fury, they take control and they're not getting walked back. You know, they're not getting walked back. They're, you know, walked down. They're taking control. I mean, he was in control of the fight, you know, most of the time, but he just didn't look as strong. Didn't look, I don't know. That's just my personal opinion.
Were you scoring the rounds at all, or did you just keep in your head a little bit?
No, I wasn't really scoring the rounds or anything like that. Just kind of watching as like a casual fan, because I don't really consider him as like the heavyweight champion.
Right. You got to win that.
I don't think he's ready. He's not ready for Tyson Fury or Klitschko by any means.
Right.
I don't think so.
So basically what we saw is Deontay Wilder go deep into a fight, have a little bit of a facial mouse under his left eye, and he does get the TKO victory. So I guess at the end of the day, it's surviving.
Yeah, a win's a win, and, you know, he stopped him. But I don't know, like, right when the, round one, he came out, they exchanged some shots, and he went backwards the whole time. Well, you know, for the first couple rounds. So,
all right.
I don't think.
Do you want to pull up Rick Pratt's through it here? And this is a new feature. We're going to have people that listen to our show regularly. When they feel like they want to comment on the show, we welcome that. And so go.
Okay. Correct me if I mispronounce the name. Wilder defeats Duhapas. Is that how I pronounce it? Duhapas?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Wasn't sure. Okay. Wilder defeats Duhapas by TKO 55 seconds into the 11th. Deontay Wilder, whether you're a hater or a fan, was completely decisive in his 11th round TKO of Johan Duhapas Saturday night at the Packed Legacy Arena at home in Birmingham, Alabama. He was in total control throughout and for the second time showed he could last more than a few rounds, take a punch, and tirelessly dish out damage round after round. After taking early significant damage underneath his left eye, he persevered and overcame any setback that may and usually does affect a fighter's performance. It bothered him a bit at first, as witnessed by his pawing at the swelling with his gloves, but after a couple rounds, he seemed to not even notice. Into the middle rounds, during some close quarter tussling, Wilder found his uppercut, which, to date, was rather non-existent and used it quite successfully, rocking Duhapas more than a few times. Johan weathered those storms to make it to the end of a few rounds that, quite honestly, if there was a minute to go, would have been the end of the fight. Bell after bell, Wilder outscored Duhapas at will, outpunching him, landing 326 of 589 thrown, while Duhapas could only muster 98 out of 332. Size and reach being the biggest factor, Johan did get some good solid shots in, but nothing really damaging after the first couple rounds. To those naysayers that felt Duhapas was nothing more than another tomato can for Wilder to use as a punching bag, That sort of uninformed blabber proved to be nothing more than that and rather foolish. I think little to no knowledge of the guy should keep one's lips slash keyboards shut slash silent. The man stood up and took some serious punishment and did it for 10 rounds, giving Wilder, in my eyes, his toughest test to date. Then you have those feelings that Klitschko would have dispatched him way before the 10th. Well, that may or may not be true, seeing how strong a chin this guy has. But take into consideration some other possibilities. Wilder may have, he hinted at this in the post-fight interview, wanted to take the fight to later rounds had Johan, as evidenced, proved to have a rock of a chin. Doing so to prove himself to the fans and non-fans alike, and to test himself a bit, to challenge himself for future, stronger, more competitive opponents. He truly needed this challenge, if only to demonstrate to himself the work that still needs to be done to move forward to tougher fighters and more titles. This was, in fact, a true test for Wilder, and it was, in fact, an enjoyable, entertaining heavyweight fight. One of the most enjoyable in any weight class in quite some time. This, the first nationalized broadcast heavyweight title fight in 30 years on broadcast TV. Great job for PBC for putting on a super show and providing true fans with access to such good caliber boxing. Thank you to Deontay and Johan for putting up one hell of a battle. I look forward to seeing Wilder fight on and improve and rise through the ranks to one day, hopefully, bring the unified heavyweight championship back to the U.S.
Well, that's great that he's watching the fights and everything like that. I think this is going to be fun having people write in and stuff like that, and then having Anthony with his experience come back and talk about it. One thing I will say is Tyson Fury's in a non-lose situation, because I believe if he loses to Klitschko, I believe the fight with Wilder will be there.
Yes.
And I think then that's the future of the heavyweight division. Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, a couple of up-and-coming fights. I don't know where Povetkin falls anymore because of the way he picks fights, but... do you agree with me, Tyson Fury? I mean, not losing situation. You lose to Klitschko, you weren't really expected to be in minions.
You know, Tyson Fury is actually, he's interesting. Like, if, you know, he's media. If he was in the media in the U.S. more, it'd be way more interesting. Like, it's like Mayweather's in the media because he has a bunch of money, and he's arrogant. But, like, Tyson Fury, like, he doesn't talk about his money, but he's arrogant, and he's ridiculous, and he's funny, and he's just really out there. So I feel like if we have an athlete like that in our media, it will give boxing, you know, especially the heavyweight division, way more spotlight, which it needs.
See, that's why we brought you in, Barnes. That is the inside analysis.
That is the future of the heavyweight division, I think.
Very cool.
To be honest.
I'm excited to watch the fight with you tonight, just to pick your brain, because you know so much about Dominique and stuff like that. We're going to be going to another break, but when we do come back, we got some XICW talk. Later, we're going to talk about the story that was going around about the girl with double D breasts not being able to make weight because her breasts weighed 16 pounds or 15.
12.
Yes.
12.
12. 12 pounds.
That's 6 pounds of titty, I'm just saying.
We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about
Rochelle
UFC.
Does not approve.
It's just science.
Talk today.
It's just science.
It is science. Rochelle, have you ever weighed your boobies?
No.
Let's do this. We're doing this.
For science.
Yeah. No. For science purposes.
For science.
Are you double D as well?
No.
Are you triple? Are you like an M?
Plus, we have our first three-man match. We have Barnes going against Marvin, going against DBA, in what I will call a challenge. And
way to coin a phrase.
That challenge will be reviewed.
Allow me to make up this word.
Challenge.
First, I must get my croissant.
And we're going to talk a little bit about UFC. They are finally booking an event in New York, so they must know something that is going on with New York. April 2016. That will
Trump
be in
versus...
I would pay to see that.
Oh, my God, yes.
I would pay... You know what? I want to see Trump versus, like, Hillary Clinton... Like in the octagon.
She would beat his ass.
I know she would.
All right, everybody, hide the flammables. DBA is coming up. We'll be back in a few minutes.
This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio.
And we're back.
Hey.
Welcome back to The Undercard. We have DBA
And how would you like to be called? You want to be called MM3 or?
I am the Prince of Strong Style, MM3.
Prince of Strong Style, yes. MM3. Okay. Wow. There we go. Yeah, get closer to the mic. There you go.
All right, yep. There we go.
Is that your given name? Is that like on your birth certificate?
I wish.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Don't we all?
Like I would have never got picked on in school.
Ever. No. 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 We all did, so don't feel bad.
Maybe you did.
No, I well, didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, totally I know you did.
Totally did.
So we learned DBA when you were driving here and being late. I'm just joking. We learned that you are
801 DBA stabbed someone.
I was going to say, like, Brad is either incredibly brave or incredibly stupid. I haven't figured out which yet.
Or both.
You're a second generation fighter. That's correct. Making your son third generation.
That yes. is correct.
And you guys are going to be, you guys are a tag team this Saturday, correct?
That is correct. We're the father and son tag team. The best in the world, not mm-hmm. just here. We're the best in the
it
world.
It is the only father and son tag team.
And we're going to prove it this Saturday in the Fans Bring the Weapons match.
Oh, all right. Now, I'm old, so a lot of times people... Can I ask how old you are?
19.
19.
Yeah, wow. I was going to guess 12. But I realize it's because I'm old and everybody looks 12.
Hey, if you ever see him in to me. If you ever see him in the ring, you'd never second guess him.
Really?
Yeah, quick as lightning. Yeah, yeah, he's as good okay. as it gets.
Well, I mean, I'm not.
Don't get a
don't
big
get
head
mad.
Over that.
Don't get mad. I wasn't like don't get pissed off at me. It was no disrespect or anything.
I got it. I got
I
it.
I don't want to get my ass whooped by a 12-year-old.
Now we know your dad lights stuff on fire. Do you light any body parts on fire?
On purpose.
How would I do that?
Exactly. On purpose.
He's not me. That's why.
So that's, yeah. That gene didn't get passed down.
I am the most dangerous man in Michigan. He is the prince of whatever. That's why.
Yeah. He just eats flaming Cheetos. That's the only difference.
That's a true dad right there. The prince of whatever. Whatever. Like, what does your son do? I don't know. He pushes buttons all day or something. Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Now, can you guys reveal some strategy here? I know you don't want to to your tag team.
Well, so I guess let's talk. So the match is against the Scarbonis, where there's a little bit of history.
Oh,
talk about that.
Yeah. Do tell. What's the history?
A lot of history. Well, the Scarbonis have been one of the top tag teams in XICW in the past.
10 years?
10 years.
Oh, okay.
But that comes to an end this Saturday, right?
Oh, they've been no problem for us. Like, we've wrestled them a few times. We've won, we've lost, but in the end, we know that the Monroes are the superior tag team.
All right.
Fair enough.
Have you guys thought about who's starting off the match, who's going to be behind the ropes in the tag team?
Well, this Saturday is a Fans Bring the Weapons match, which is anything goes. So everyone starts, everyone finishes.
Oh, okay.
Four into two
okay.
leagues.
Okay. So it's tag that. Team, but it's not like one at a time tag team. Yeah. It's just basically all hands on deck.
Yep, yep. Gotcha.
Are there any weapons that you're specifically hoping for?
Oh, I don't hope for any. I bring my friend with me to the ring. It's my kendo stick.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
My goodness.
What about you, DBA? Are you bringing
first of all,
to the ring?
Describe a kendo stick.
It's a Singapore cane. It's a long stick made of bamboo.
With slots in it. Yep.
Okay. So basically, pulls the skin once it hits you in the back.
Yeah, like I'm very aware of what a kendo stick is.
Yeah, all right. Oof.
Yeah.
What about you, DBA?
Well, me, I really don't care. I'm extreme. I've been extreme my whole career. This is not my first walk in the park. Mm-hmm.
The man lights his elbow on
Well, we know
fire.
That. We're thinking, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we saw that. Exactly. Yeah.
See, a lot of people don't know, but this will be my 27th Fans Bring the Weapons match.
Wow.
Good Lord.
So is there anything that...
All right, now,
what
wait
is
a minute,
the most,
I've been around
most,
for three years now, and this will be the second one that I've seen. So, are you tapering off as the years go?
They take a lot out of my body, so I tapered off. I was doing 3, 4, 5 a year when it started.
So, what is this the most outrageous weapon a fan has ever brought that you've used in the ring?
Oh man, they bring a lot.
Bob's
they
head.
Bring
Bob's giant head.
Bob's head. Bob's giant head. No, I had a 2x4 with razor blades on it.
Good God.
Man, these for XICW.
No, I understand.
Sick.
It's just, I'm like.
Did you turn that person in who brought that? Because that person ain't right.
Has to have a warrant for something.
Well, I'm just saying, who just has a 2x4 with razors in it? Like, hey, you know what? I'm going to go down to that wrestling thing and take my 2x4
for with me.
I want to put some razors in it. Yeah.
He just had that. He's like,
what do you mean I can't bring the bazooka, the, yeah, exactly, the rocket launcher?
And you actually,
I remember,
used that?
Yeah,
you
used
the 2x?
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever had anybody bring like swords or anything like that?
No, we haven't had swords. No.
Okay. No, I'm just curious.
Baseball, you know, bat with nails was last show.
Yeah,
baseball bat with nails. Yeah.
I've seen... took a bat and like literally and like not like like nails.
Yeah.
Like
deep, railroad
like
nails.
All the like way 16 through.
D. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. 16 penny nails, yeah, all the way through. Wow.
He'll be awesome. He'll be like stuck there in his head. I'd laugh. I've been looking for my WWE 2K16 VXICW match. Extreme. If you do that, that'd be awesome. That'd be...
Well, I gotta ask you guys, how do you strategize for a fight that's so unpredictable?
You don't. It's a fight. It's a fight with weapons. That's
now,
all it is.
Are you each gonna like? Do you have like one of the Scarbonis that you're like, this is the guy I'm going to concentrate more on, and you concentrate more on this one?
No, I'm
going
to concentrate, beat the hell out of both of them.
All right.
I'm even go for the manager if he's there too. I'm trying to hit anybody.
Oh, Truth.
Oh, wow. I'm wow. Truth. Oh, okay. Oh, they're being managed by Truth.
Truth Martini.
Yep. Okay.
So you're not a fan of his book? Book of Truth?
I've been hit with the Book of Truth so many times, it's ridiculous. I've gotten 4 concussions because of the Book of Truth.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Now, you're 19 Damn. Years old. How yeah. long have you been wrestling?
This is actually the end of my first year of wrestling.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you started when you were 18?
Yeah. Okay. I had a few
well, you were
matches
a referee
before that. Yeah,
for quite
I had
some
a
time.
Referee.
Yep.
Okay.
I had a few matches.
When you were
16? Nope, I was actually 14.
Oh.
Commissioners aren't listening anywhere.
No, yeah.
We don't have one. We're
yeah.
5 years ago. Had my first couple of matches 5 years ago.
Okay.
Then I started refereeing, and then I got back in the gym. I was actually trained at the House of Truth.
Okay.
And became a professional wrestler.
Okay. So now is there a little bit of...
I just want to point out that these guys are so badass, there are babies crying in the other room.
That's coming from outside.
That's what I'm saying.
We're just walking by and they're like, ah!
This is a soundproof room.
Yeah.
And there are babies.
That's just how crying. Badass they
yeah,
are.
That's how
yeah.
they are.
Yeah. Now, is there a little bit of like, did some of the rivalry with the Scarbonis come when you were
not
learning?
Not the Zambonis.
I said Scarbonis.
I know. I'm just making sure you get it right this
yeah,
time.
I screwed up once, Dave. Just once.
Today.
So did any of that rivalry come like when you were training with Truth? Like,
Well, actually, before I was training, the Scarbonis are two of the first people I've ever stepped into a ring with.
Okay.
And Truth Martini, I went to his school and in hopes, well, he wanted me to be a part of his faction, the House of Truth. I don't agree with the things they do. The man knows wrestling.
Okay.
I'll give him that, but... He's
Beat
a little
him, you don't agree with their dogma.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
So they're kind of upset that I didn't side with them
okay.
when everything broke down, but I'm Monroe. Like, what did they
right.
expect? You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So that's where the rivalry kind of started from, or?
With me, yeah. Him okay, and the Scarbonis have had a rivalry for younger than that.
I have no idea. What's
I went
on
too
over
close
here.
For comfort. Sorry. Okay.
So who suggested a bring your weapons match? Was it the commissioner or who did it?
Actually, it was between us and the commissioner and everyone. Because the last time we fought, it was a Sicilian street fight, and they won that one. So,
what is a Sicilian street fight? Is that a term, or like were you guys in Italy and just started fighting on the streets?
No, we were
okay.
here in Detroit.
Okay, all right.
It was because they are Sicilian.
Okay,
and
okay.
They made the match after them, the Sicilian street fight.
Okay.
Which they won. So I went to the commissioner. I was like, we need to do something big. I'm the master of fans bringing weapons. So mm-hmm. that's how it came about.
Gotcha.
All
gotcha.
Right. So that's just like a Woodward
and
street
now,
fight.
And now, do they just
right.
say absolutely, yeah. or did you have to kind of convince them a little bit?
No, I just...
I've heard there might be a little hesitation on their part.
Yeah,
they want right of refusal
yeah.
on weapons as they
what?
Come in.
Yeah, they're scared.
Is there any weapon you guys would refuse?
No, not me.
Nope.
Anything. You'll use anything.
Nope. Nope.
He lights himself on fire.
I'm just asking. I just want to fire.
Jumps off the top of a cave.
Yeah, we were there.
Tonight's drinking game. Every time you say he lights himself on fire, take a shot.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I don't think I need a refill.
Yeah, I'm at bottom.
But if you've ever been, I mean, straight up, if you've ever been to an XICW show, there's not a time I've ever been to a show where DBA and even Malcolm III don't lay it out and put it all on the line. Yep. And, you know, you want to talk about people like taking nights off. These guys have never taken a night off in the times I've known them. And especially the Scarbonis, too. I mean, putting those two together, you know, you talk about, you know, not even being the main event. That's main event quality, which is, you know, sitting on the undercard. I mean, it's good. The price of admission right there just with the fans.
Literally, right now, sitting on the undercard.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right.
Going to be on the undercard, in the undercard.
See, let me ask you,
we named the show that 3 years ago just for tonight, so that could happen.
It paid off the planning.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. How do you win Fans Bring the Weapons match? Is it first pinfall? Is it submission? Okay.
Yeah, first pinfall.
First pinfall, okay.
Okay.
Falls count, is it... Falls cut anywhere.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So anywhere in the ring, on the bar, backstage,
off
wherever.
Don't go for the bar.
You could hurt Dave.
Right. Do not go for the bar.
There's a very good chance.
I was at an XICW where the Rhino fight went into the crowd for a good 5-6 minutes.
With Abyss, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
And so you're part of the action.
Yeah, absolutely.
At XICW. And I mean this as a true compliment. XICW fan base is one of the best fan bases I've ever been around.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
6 years doing this and everything. So I'm excited. I'm really
excited.
Oh,
we are. Yeah. We are very excited.
I'm beyond excited. I'm just ready to beat some ass.
Yeah.
I mean, Saturday can't come soon enough for you guys.
No, right. Not for me, no.
Right.
So what is a week before a match for you guys? We have fighters in here, you know, boxers and stuff. With them, it's very strict and, you know, regimented. Like, what are you doing to prepare yourself for this?
I go pick fight with random strangers.
Oh, okay.
Really?
No.
Well,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah. I'm glad we know each other.
I'd follow you around with a GoPro, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He loads up on Abba Zabba. He was telling me before the interview.
Abba Zabba. You're my only friend. Yeah.
You're my only friend.
I would have thought it involved going to Lowe's and looking at what could potentially be a weapon.
2x4s.
No, we're going to Harbor Freight because that shit's cheaper.
Yeah, that's cheaper. Yeah.
He's got spackle and stuff. A spackle. I'm gonna spackle it. So shut.
You boys building?
You bleeding? Let me grab the spackle. Yeah, knife.
Guy at Harbor Freight. Whatever you boys you building some? Nope. Pro wrestling.
We're like, oh, that section's right over here.
Right. Oh, pro wrestling.
You have no idea the conversation you have. Like, can I buy some the banquet tables?
Yeah.
Like, oh, these are a little beat up. I go, good. They go, why? Well, we're gonna destroy them anyway for a wrestling show, and you get the look. Like, right. What?
Oh yeah. Well, God, there was that one trip to home. It was Lowe's. Where, you know, hey, I need banquet tables. They're like, well, we're out. They're like, okay, well, I still need banquet tables. Why? Wrestling event? Oh, well, hell, come back here with me. We'll build you something.
Right.
We've got plywood. We got the legs.
Yeah,
we got
a fanboy.
Do you need these? You need these scored so they're good to. What can I do for you to make this easier for you?
That is awesome. That is awesome.
Let's do a little tale of tape. What is your guys' combined weight? What do you guys wrestle at?
Man, I'm high. You asking me combined weight?
That's a drop.
That's it.
That's a drop.
That is the best answer we've ever had on this show.
I think you two together are Marv. I'll just throw that out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, easily. Very easily.
No, because when you guys told me the last time when I was doing the ring announcement, I go, bullshit, that's like 10 pounds more than me.
I'm 195 right now.
195, yeah. Right? Yeah. And what are you?
I'm
what are you
145.
At? 145.
Yeah.
Mayweather. Man.
I think one of my two. I think one of my legs weighs 145.
I think I still got you guys.
And for our fans, this is the first time you guys have. We know it's the first time you guys have done a choose your own weapon match and stuff like that. But how many times have you guys wrestled as a tag team?
Oh,
quite a few.
we've been the tag champs for two companies now. A lot of matches.
Yeah.
A lot of matches.
Right. Yep.
So you more of like a luchador or how what's your wrestling style more like?
Controlled chaos.
Controlled chaos. Like, all right.
Is how so I would describe it.
All right. So
looks like Jimmy got wrestling
way
term
more,
toilet paper.
No, I know. That's
he's
like
way
the
more
way.
Acrobatic in the
well,
ring.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
So I mean he's like a lot of like jumps and flips
moonsaults
and kicks and ropes and all that kind of stuff. whereas DBA is basically walking to the ring.
He's a brawler.
Looking to murder somebody.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what I was asking, because I know DBA is a brawler, and that's why I was curious what
yeah, but it's definitely, I would not call you a luchador, but you're definitely high-flying.
Yeah. High-flying.
It's called, it's a, I do a bunch of everything. Style. Okay, yeah. I do a bunch of everything. That's why I call it controlled chaos.
Gotcha.
He does this thing where he runs across the ring and then like slides down and then comes back and like that's the mudslide. I think that should be the name of that move.
The mudslide.
The mudslide. The mudslide. You talking about my slide into the corner?
Because that's a joke. You think DBA would drink like whiskey? No, when we take him out for strawberry daiquiri.
Mudslide. Strawberry daiquiri.
You know. Hey, you know what?
Because nobody's
good luck. With them.
Right, exactly.
Because nobody's going to say a word.
You're the one that's controlling your audio, so you're the one that's going to have to do it.
Hey, excuse me, miss, can I get another umbrella in that?
There aren't enough cherries in this mudslide for me.
There's
to be
nothing
happy.
Wrong with that.
Yeah. Now, DBA, though, being with it, the promotion for a while here, are you going to sit back and just realize what a monumental feat you're hitting XICW?
Well, it's
the 200th
right. show.
It really just hit me like a week ago, you know, when someone told me that we're the longest running promotion in Detroit history.
Think about
period.
That.
Wow. That, you know, no, that, I mean, that's
longer than big time wrestling.
That's huge.
You know,
the Sheik,
that's huge.
The Sheik used to run here in Detroit, and we've actually beat him out. Wow. The Sheik, the legendary Sheik.
Yeah.
But
nice.
If you think about this, they have not missed a month.
Yeah.
In those 15 years. Wow. That's you think about it, there's guys like there. What didn't Jamie Cox run every month for 12 years, 13 years?
Yeah.
There's guys that have not missed a month. And you think about this, that business.
Yeah.
You know, there's guys that if you look at people like Eddie Venom, that just retired. Uh-huh. You know, broken knee, broken back, broken neck.
In the ring.
Yeah.
You know?
Truth Martini, the manager we were previously talking about, he was an XICW warrior before. He was actually a part of my dad's stable, the Fun Loving Criminals. He had to end his wrestling career due to a broken neck.
Yeah.
He actually wrestled a full year after he broke his neck until they told him, look, dude, you're going to die.
Yeah.
So.
But if you think about all those injuries and all that, and the fact that they haven't missed a month.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
And if you look at the roster, like they used to, like if you know who like Edge and Christian are,
they
started off coming to XICW back when they were different names coming up from Canada.
Right.
Like, Sexton, you know, Hardcastle.
Yeah. Yeah. And then.
That was Edge's name.
If you look at like the Motor City Machine Guns, I mean, they started off at XICW when they were kids.
Well, Rhino. You know,
Rhino's been there since day one.
Yeah.
You know. There's the laundry list of people that have been through.
Absolutely.
There's
no
former former Midwest heavyweight champion.
Yeah, I mean, there's absolutely no professional athletes out there that compete with the level of injuries that these guys do. I mean,
there's no off season.
There's no off season, and like it, like if you had a broken knee,
I've got a lower body injury this week.
Yeah,
so
no.
I'm gonna go
and if you have,
I have flu-like symptoms.
Yeah, if you have like a minor injury
for those playing at home.
if you have like a minor injury in any professional sports, you know, you're off for like months at a time, and these guys go in the ring.
Dude, I watch these
every
like
month.
These guys like tape themselves up ridiculously.
I
and
know.
I'm like, hey, man, what's and I'm like, I got a couple broken ribs. Screw it, I'm going out.
DBA's like, put some Vaseline and light it on fire, and you'll be fine.
Put a little Tussin on it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I tore a ligament in my left knee. And had to wrestle 3 days after that. I couldn't walk for days. And then the day of the show was the first day I could walk without crutches, barely.
Yeah.
I taped up my knee. I put on a sleeve, and then I put my knee pad over that, and I went out there and I wrestled the full match for the tag team titles.
Wow, that I just, I mean.
Well, if you look at Vinny Scarboni that they're going to be wrestling, he popped his his kneecap, sorry, off 3 days before his wedding.
Oh.
You know, think about what, you know. I mean, these guys put it all on the line. If anybody throws that F word out, you know, and I'm not talking about the one Dave just said.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah,
these guys put it. You know, and that that ring don't give. Everyone, it's like a trampoline. Bullshit.
Yeah. No.
I mean, these guys,
dude, it's wood and metal.
Yeah,
that's it.
Right.
Yep.
It's wood and metal.
I mean, they lay it out. I mean, I've never seen anything like it in my life.
No.
And like I said, the entertainment value for a $20 ticket, you don't get anything like
can't.
That in town.
No, I mean, I've seen "Quote unquote high value," you know, WWF and W, you know, whatever.
Hey,
that doesn't even compare.
What'd you pay for those second row tickets at the WWE house show, Bob?
Kiss my ass.
I mean, they don't even compare to what you see at XICW.
No, I could have went for the whole year.
Yeah.
And gotten drunk for what I paid for second row. And they gave me a goddamn folding chair with Kofi Kingston on it. Like I want to sit on his ass. Right.
Yeah. I mean, if you've never seen it, I highly recommend that you come to watch. You'll never see anything like it.
And bring a weapon. Amazing. Apparently.
And bring a weapon.
Bring a weapon.
Bring a weapon.
Go up DeQuinder, John R., any of those to get those weapons.
Yep, exactly.
You left the house without them.
The Lego store?
Yeah, the Lego store. Right. Any place.
Exactly.
We
may or may not be stopping at the Lego store to pick up a couple bags of Legos before we
barefoot Lego match.
That's be fine with me.
It's Best in Detroit 12. It's happening Saturday, October 3rd. There's all sorts of price points for tickets if you're worried about prices.
Not a whole
like
lot
that
are left, though.
Front row sold out. Yeah. Second row sold out.
Yeah, VIP fan experience gone.
Doors are at 6:15. You can buy advance tickets at xicwdetroit.com, or there will be some general admissions at the door. Do you mind if we have our own little tag team here? You guys want to be challenged in a tag team match
something
really
these
quick?
These two right here.
If y'all want your asses kicked real quick.
Okay. These two, not me. I'm out.
We do need to work on some moves for this weekend, so y'all can talk any
Well, no. See, this is the undercard, so we get to get the terms of the match here really quick. Yeah. And Rochelle's going to tell you a little bit about this game, but we're going to have Anthony and Marv versus you guys.
Okay.
And what it is it's a jelly bean game. You guys aren't cutting weight for this weekend because you guys need a little bit, especially at 145 and stuff like this.
Yeah.
And so this was recommended to us. This is the Bean Boozle game. And you're going to get a color, and either the color's going to taste what it should or it's going to taste horrible. The first people to submit and not be able to continue per round lose the battle.
So it might taste like grape. It might taste like dog shit. We don't know.
Exactly.
Why are y'all going to blow my high? Come on.
Feeding DBA dog shit. That's a hilarious game. What are you guys...
No, this is Brad's idea, remember?
And this is how everybody wound up with the ass beat.
So we're going to let Rochelle come up with the terms here really quick. We'll even let our team go first to get going.
Mm. Okay, so basically there is two flavors to each color. There are a total of 10.
It doesn't matter.
10 different colors in here.
Okay.
And it could be a really yummy, juicy pear, or it could be bark.
Pear of what? Double D's?
No. Oh. God bless it. The boobies. Gotta stop.
Boobies.
Okay, so.
They don't.
No, I don't.
And like I said, the first
I think everybody
one,
in this room disagrees with you.
it's a random thing. The little container here picks all on its own.
It's magic.
It is. And then whoever says no more, I'm out.
We got this, Barnes.
You can do magic.
So Marvin Anthony, who's going first on your tag team?
But wait, how much am I getting paid to do this?
You'll have to take that up with you, the management.
Brad, how much you paying me?
You get to say you're the tag team champs of the undercard.
Right. All right.
If you beat us.
You ready, son?
Yep. Right. I like taking titles. Let's do this.
All right. All right. Who's going first over on our side?
Yeah.
I'll do it. I'll go.
All right, Marv will do it.
All right.
So, Jimmy, you can pull the... No, you know...
All right, here.
Lift it up.
Lift it up, and it put...
Lift it up and push it down.
Oh. There you go.
Oh, so, okay.
That's literally what she said.
Do I have to take both?
We'll just let you take one.
Okay.
And then Anthony can take the other one.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna take the one that is probably booger.
All right. What are the possibilities of your colors?
All right. So
mine's either toothpaste or blueberries, whatever.
Okay. So he gets off easy. Mine is either
again. That's what she said.
Mine is either juicy pear. Mine is either a juicy pear
or barf
or booger. Yeah.
Booger. Okay.
So,
all right. Why do they call you Booger?
All right, ready?
You grew up on Booger. All
right, cheers.
Yeah.
Clink. So what'd you guys get?
Toothpaste.
Toothpaste?
I don't like pear, so it could be either one. But I'm, I actually think that's juicy pear. There we
go. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so.
I think they cheated.
Yeah.
They
we're good.
What? No. All
right.
DBA Malcolm, take your...
choose one.
She's going to give us the black one. Like, why do I have the black
one? Why I got to get the black one?
Yeah.
I
got to get the black one. It's like
undercut is racist.
You don't have to take, you don't have to take that one.
But if I don't take that one, he's got the black one. Like, Oh, that's terrible. Either.
what are the choices?
It's either skunk
fans
spray
bring the
or
jelly
licorice.
Beans here. At the
it's what?
It's either skunk spray or licorice.
Skunk spray or licorice. Either one is terrible. Right.
Oh my which god! I eat black licorice, so I'll take the chance on this one.
All right, but it could be skunk
now,
spray.
The, what's right. the then the other one? You, is the same one
is booger or pear?
Booger
or pear.
Juicy pear.
Okay.
Here. Damn, I should have took that one.
Yeah. Here we go. Brad says that the skunk spray one actually repeats on you like 24 hours later.
Damn.
All right.
Yeah, so
go ahead. Ready?
Down
and
the hat.
Go for it.
Got to chew.
Clink, clink. Yeah.
There you go.
What is it? What is it?
Fucking skunk.
Oh, it doesn't look like. Oh, no.
Oh, dude, this is definitely booger.
Do you guys concede or do you want to continue?
Continue.
I'm not gonna quit her.
All right, yeah. Here we go.
This is going to be tough because he already got the skunk, which is arguably the worst one.
Wait, how do you quit?
Does
right.
you eat the worst?
Pull up one.
Right, right. So. Okay, so we're going to pull up one. All right, this one is either barf or peach.
Oh, shit.
Oh, the barf's going to make
so which
barf.
One? Which one's going to go?
You still want to go first?
I'll go. All right, barf's going to go.
How about a nice, greasy pork sandwich?
Oh, I just smelled it. This is not good. This is not good.
This game's way more fun than Cards Against Humanity. Let me throw that out there.
Oh, God.
Oh. All right. This one.
Yeah, spit it out. Anthony.
Anthony. Wait. All right, Marv. Marv. Yep. Marv conceded.
We have a submission.
We have a submission.
And your winners via submission, the greatest tag team on the planet, the Monroes.
Now, in order to win,
oh, I'm sorry,
one of you
dude.
Must
I'm
eat
sorry.
This. This is either lawn clippings or lime.
Oh, dude, give me that.
All right.
Lawn I'm a champ, bro.
Come on, lawn. I've been eating
grass around my dad.
Oh, yeah, this is definitely lawn clippings, but I'm not giving this one up.
All right.
I'm
all sorry.
We have a winner.
We have a winner.
First tag team champions of Bean Boozled at the Undercard.
Tag team champions of the world, the Crush It!
I'm sorry, Barnes. Barnes is so mad at me right now.
I'm so angry. I'm hating one right now.
Hey, dude.
Well, here, you eat it then.
No.
I would do
he,
it.
He slimed me.
This is obviously a good sign, though. You're starting off the week winning,
yep,
and you're going to continue on Saturday. Thank you for playing our fun game with us.
No problem. We like beating people.
You know, if you've not been to an XICW show, all of us have now. I've taken my son, too. My son's had a blast.
There. Yeah.
It's something that's
Well, allegedly huge. Some of the Ring Girls are coming out Saturday.
Yeah, Ring Girls will be there, too.
My 11-year-old wears Rhino, DBA, and Dickie Bronson shirts to school. And
that is cool.
Home, right? Dickie Bronson once sent her home, but...
apparently, God Loves Bronson Kills is not acceptable on a t-shirt.
I wore a DBA t-shirt in middle school, and yeah, I got suspended for a week.
For wearing your dad's shirt?
Yeah.
Why?
And he probably wasn't even
I've
mad.
Seen some of his shirts.
Oh, okay.
It said on the back, XICW, the extreme way to kick some, and then there was an arrow pointing at your ass.
Oh, okay.
And they were like, oh, you can't wear that. And I'm like, why the hell not?
Right.
So you didn't actually get suspended for the shirt. You got suspended for your reaction to them trolling you.
Yeah.
I wasn't taking my shirt off, so I don't care.
Now, did they give you the option to turn it, like, inside out, and you said no?
They said either that or another shirt, and the other shirt that I had was even worse.
Now, I know you guys are
going to said fuck both y'all.
Now I know you guys are going to be really exactly.
It's actually on sale at ProWrestlingTees.com as the Bob and Dave XICW special.
Merchandise Midway on Saturday. I know you're going to be preparing for your match and stuff, but what match are you guys curious about on the card that you may or may not get to see because you're preparing for your match, but what on the card interests you?
Maria Kanellis, don't lie.
Yeah, oh God,
yeah.
Neither
one of you lie.
Yeah, but her husband's going to be there. I'm already fighting somebody that night. I want to have to fight another guy. Like, you know what I mean? So,
yeah, but think of the prize.
Hey.
Belt, Maria Kanellis.
Right, yeah.
Hey, I just want to throw out, what's the over-under during his match? And I go, Bennett, get to the chopper.
Go!
We're just going to apologize now for the DVD commentary.
We got
let off some steam, Bennett.
We got the return of Silas Young. I'm looking forward to that. He's facing off with Jake something, yeah. And
just Jake something.
It's just Jake something.
Something. Yeah. Jake something.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Okay. Silas Young. He actually wrestled for XICW years ago. He's a former XICW tag team champion. Now he's tearing it up in ROH, and I'm seeing what he can do once he comes back home.
The nice. Last real man.
The last
like
real
Bill
man
Howard,
in professional
greatest
wrestling.
Mustache in the business that's not curly.
Oh, really?
I'll just throw that out there, yeah. Right. He's like old school, not like the hipster right. bartender mustache. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got like the good okay. I'm a man mustache.
Nice.
And how about you, DBA? Nice. Who are you looking
I'm looking forward to the Rhino Buff match. That's
okay.
Cool.
And, gotcha. Rhino, obviously a huge favorite with the XICW fans and everything like that. We've seen Rhino battle and everything like that. One of the you included one of the strong competitors in XICW. Bob was running down the list. Run it down again, Bob. Who's here, man? Give us all
the
matches.
Oh, dear God,
again.
We've got the cage match with Orlando Christopher and Hakeem Zayn.
That's another one that I'm looking
I mean, that's to. That's yeah. going to be just absolutely ridiculous. We've got...
Women's match.
Oh, yeah, you got Taylor Hendricks versus Ashley something.
I mean, Ashley America.
Ashley America. She's making her debut at XICW, and Taylor's looking to prove herself in a women's match at XICW. Should be solid.
I'm looking forward to Father Time, man.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds cool.
Tick-tock. That's, if you never, seriously, if you never saw Father Time wrestle, it's crazy. Weird. Yeah, and he just had his ring
of honor. He's going up against Caleb Sills.
Yeah, he is. Caleb's been around. You got, almost 15 years he's been around, mm-hmm. Gutter Caleb Sills. I mean, he's been, one of the old, one of the old dogs, but he's, as good as it gets. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to that. There's the sixth man. I know GQ just got hurt. There's a couple changes maybe going on. Joe Coleman's teaming up with Idris Abraham, Gavin Quinn going up against Deathwish and
Andy Muscat.
And Andy Muscat. And he's been around for a while too. He's one of the top stars. So.
Well, and you've got Movado with MK Ultra, Dr. Repsia, and Beta Kitten, also not bad to look at. going up against Palmer Cruz with Truth Martini.
Yep, that should be a good match.
Yeah, he's a rookie. Had his first match at the last XICW. Made some turns.
And he got murdered.
And he got murdered against the Monroe.
Yep. At the end of the match, we killed him.
Wow.
And I hit him with a flaming elbow.
Yes, he did. Nice.
He got a sequence of finishing moves by Monroe's, and then he caught the flaming elbow to top it all off.
Now, if you never saw Dr. Repsia, I mean, usually I don't mind like the noises and stuff, but his ring music's like a dog whistle.
Dogs across Clinton Township bark for like 4 days.
And he's got the creepiest like horror movie mask on. He gives people sugar cubes.
I don't think
cubes.
That's a mask. I think it's his face.
He gives people sugar cubes? He gives
like leather people, face kind of sugar face? Cubes.
No, like it may it's even worse than that. It's like Chernobyl face. Yeah. Like
Chernobyl.
Then there's the after party.
Oh yeah, the after party. Yeah.
You know, because even at after the action ends, everybody's gonna be heading over to the Detroit Pub at 14 and Harper.
Exactly.
We've got the private room over there with the stage and all that stuff. We've got a DJ. The wristbands are your free ticket in. Should be a great time.
Everybody awesome. Will be there except the Scarbonis.
They'll be in the ER
or in the ground.
Yeah,
that's right. Now, my birthday is the next day after your guys' match, so you guys have to win for me, all right?
All right, and then all you have to come to the after party and turn up with us.
All right.
Why'd you have to gay it up?
It's not gay.
Grown man.
Gay.
You're a grown man. Nobody cares about your birthday.
Well, you know what?
You got to win it for me.
That's the problem. Nobody cares about my birthday.
No. Hold on.
The hot little redhead isn't saying win it for me. You're not allowed to say win it for me.
I was secretly going to win it for her anyways.
Right.
Of course. Win it for me. The
well, they always win it for
her. They were thinking of tanking it, too, until you said that. Right, but now.
So that's going to be one of the weapons is going to be your birthday cake. It's going to get in the ring.
There we go. That's what we're going to bring.
It is Jimmy's birthday on Sunday.
He's going to kill him with diabetes.
Jimmy.
Is it birthday really?
Yeah, on the 4th.
Well, yep. I'm going to use you as a weapon on Saturday.
Do it. I'll be there. Do it.
I got
absolutely.
You, bro.
All right.
It's going to be my weapon.
Are you like top heavy? We can like lawn dart your ass at him or something.
Bushwhacker style, man.
There you go.
Battering ram.
I think it was episode 60.
I'm okay with that.
We know what he's heavy, but we can't say it anymore.
What?
The Trojans.
What?
Oh yeah, yeah, never mind.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Never mind. Jimmy, you, Jimmy likes to use Magnum condoms, but he ties them on with a twist tie so they stay on. But he likes to have them next to the bed.
He's got
to
stuff newspapers at the end.
Yeah.
But Jimmy, it is your birthday, so we got to sing you happy birthday really quick, buddy.
I'm crying out loud.
We'll just say happy birthday.
Wait until the next Tuesday.
We can't sing happy birthday. We got to pay for that.
No, that's been thrown out now.
Oh, has it?
Oh, well, okay. Happy birthday to you.
Well, happy birthday, Jimmy. We did give you a gift.
Oh, did you? Oh, thank you.
Yay, gifts.
Yay. So we figured we'd get you a gift as well.
Yeah, no cake. Yeah. You're dieting. And we know when we bring in pizza or cake,
right,
you guys tear it up. So, right. But anyways, it's Jimmy's birthday.
It's a DBA shirt that says, fuck both y'all.
See, I'm very okay with that.
So you get thrown out of
it. She's hoping to put into use in his day.
Absolutely. That's why, he's wearing that. Hey, do you have a sister? Because I'd like shirt. To shirt. Actually, with Jimmy, it could be a brother too. He doesn't.
it's open.
He's open. You know.
So they may use it as a weapon. So I don't want to see you.
Oh, nice.
What is it?
It's the rebel symbol.
The what?
Shirt.
Oh,
rebel
okay.
symbol from
yep.
Star Wars.
Yep. Yep.
Awesome. And he gets a date with Willy Watts.
We know Willy.
Love. Exciting and new.
So we don't want you to chicken out on Saturday night. They might use you as a weapon, so they need to know where you are going to be at all times.
I will be there and just find me.
Don't wear that shirt. You're going to get blood all over.
No, I won't wear that shirt.
Probably your own.
I will wear a shirt that I don't care about.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea. Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to our last break.
Because like every birthday, it's going to end up with you naked and crying. So,
or you can probably. Pick up that.
Just like the first
one. Yeah,
naked, crying, and bleeding. That's just how it happens for Jimmy.
We want to thank you guys so much for joining us. It's always great. And we know you guys are going to come up with a big victory. So,
yes, absolutely.
We're not worried about that at all. But congratulations on the 200th show. That's huge, man. Just take it in. You know, I know you guys are intense about the show, but just take it in a little bit and realize where everything's happened. And that's amazing stuff. So we're going to our last break. We want to thank you guys again for joining us. Going to do a quick picture on the break. And we'll talk to everybody in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio.
Welcome back to The Undercard. We are officially at episode 158. Last show of September 2015. We move into October, which is always a fun time for The Undercard, so we're very excited about that.
Yay!
We got some quick subjects we got to run through. We're going to talk a little bit to Bailey, too, and then we're going to move over. The corner with K-Hub is coming up. And we're going to go watch a fight. So that's exciting news. First off, UFC has scheduled an event at Madison Square Gardens in New York. There's just one catch. A judge actually has to rule on it. They are looking for April 23rd at Madison Square Gardens, pending the judge rules on their favor. Professional mixed martial arts has been banned in New York since 1997. And it's been no secret. Dana White looks like he doesn't care too much about being in New York or anything like that, but he actually cares a lot about being in New York. So they're going to have an opportunity here to see if a judge will rule in their favor. And then April 23rd, maybe have an event at Madison Square Gardens, which with the boxing history, with everything like that, will be pretty cool. We talked a little bit about this kickboxer. She was labeled as an MMA artist by CNN, but she's actually a kickboxer.
Yes, correct.
Wait.
CNN got something wrong?
They did.
No.
They did.
Say it isn't so, Brad.
I know.
Wow. Is it Tuesday already?
Is it a day ending in Y?
My world is shattered.
But, Jimmy, give us a little bit about the subject here.
Okay, so basically, they call her a rising amateur MMA fighter, but she is a kickboxer.
Oh, there's something rising on her when I see her.
Her nickname is the Bone Breaker for shattering
really,
her opponents.
That's her nickname? Are you sure?
The Bone Breaker.
I'll buy that one. It is the Bone Breaker for shattering her opponent's shin in her debut match.
Yeah.
Says the size of her breasts are holding her back and fighting opponents.
Tig old bitties.
Brianne Russillo, a 29-year-old kickboxer from Long Island, told My MMA News she usually fights in the 155-pound weight class, but discussions to settle on a weight for upcoming bout against Paige Lian, a 145-pound fighter, was complicated by her chest.
I can't cut my tits off and put them on the side. They weigh 12 pounds, she told the site. After more than 3 months of deliberations, the two teams agreed on a 150-pound weight class, according to the report.
Catch weight, yep.
Catch weight,
wow. Yeah, I mean that.
But yeah, I mean that's...
So her
but
boobies.
Her boobies
did there
are,
have to be, like, I feel like I have to, was there an official weigh-in for her boobs?
Well, they haven't weighed
and
in
how
yet.
How do you get that job?
Well, exactly.
I think, you know, you just kind of guesstimate. You know, you put your hands underneath, you just kind of go, it feels like about 12 pounds.
Yeah, like the carnies used to
about
do.
About a kid's
or what you do is you sit down in a chair and she smacks you with them, and depending on the angle of the way your head turns.
Oh, that's about 6 pounds per
square
inch.
That's about 4 square inches. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Physics, you know, physics.
Math. For science.
Yeah. Right,
absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I think the way you have to do it is you have to weigh her, and then I grab her boobs, and then you weigh her again.
And you lift them up.
And I lift them up, and the difference
is right? about 12 pounds.
That's So have you ever weighed your boobs?
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just asking. What's that?
This is like an A cup right here, okay?
Okay, so
you never put like a scale on the counter in your bathroom and kind of like crouch down and
lay them down there?
There's not enough to lift. Like, okay. I don't know.
Not like at the supermarket where you weigh the grapes and stuff. You never.
You guys are getting sued.
We're getting sued.
Sued eventually. Yeah. That's why there's no HR department here at Podcast Detroit.
I was never in the HR department. Yeah.
Speaking as the owner, there's no HR department here.
I never received the training.
Personal, of course, each individual.
Well, I thought about it before I spoke. I was like, either I just go in and say that I don't have tits, or I try to sit there and I say, oh yeah, I do weigh them, and they're like, well, what do you weigh? There's nothing to weigh. So I just figured I might as well just...
No, I'm pretty sure Marv would have played along.
Yeah,
Marv
would have played along. Yeah, absolutely. Actually, what I probably would have said is, I'm skeptical.
I need to weigh them.
I'm skeptical.
Yeah. In the interest of science. Because you always you form a hypothesis, you experiment, right. Then you re-experiment, right. And
you test the hypothesis.
Yeah,
over
so this
over
needs
again.
To happen. So.
Right, absolutely.
So how are our friends at Hooters not about sponsoring her now, though? Seriously,
yeah,
like there should be some sponsorship opportunities for her now.
I completely agree.
They are, you know, in that.
They are in there. So
Marv is going to sponsor her.
Oh, I'll sponsor her. Right.
I'll sponsor her brains out.
Hell yeah. I'll tell you what. Oh, yeah.
And Michelle is done. The moment we know we've reached the zenith when Rochelle throws her pen down and just puts her hands up in the air.
See, other shows and other sponsors have already contacted her because they got excited, but we're going to play it different. We're going to play in 2 weeks, we're going to contact her and just see what it costs to get the undercard on.
Hard
there.
To get, don't call it right away.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right,
exactly.
Right.
We heard from somebody, you might have been on CNN.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, it was about your boobs? We didn't even read that.
Oh, really?
We just thought, yeah.
We heard you were a good kickboxer, and you were fighting in an upcoming fight, and there was a problem with the weigh-in, and yeah.
What was that problem exactly?
Yeah, exactly, you know.
What's wrong? Why can't you cut those 12 pounds, titties? Tits McGee, how come you can't?
That's why he doesn't contact people.
Yeah, that's why he don't make the phone calls.
Mark's not allowed on those phone calls.
Yeah, that's why. All right, well, before we go too far, before we know whether we want you on the show, how big are your titties?
Right.
All right, so
what are we talking here?
How do we go about getting her on the show?
We'll contact her, and hopefully she comes on the show. Yeah. We've only been refused by two people, and they were really low on the totem pole anyway, so who the F cares in 3 years of doing this? Normally we ask people, and they come on and stuff like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and now with your good looks, Anthony, we're going to get probably her on Lights Out.
Because absolutely.
I'm going to change my profile picture to you. And then I'm going to contact her saying, hey, you know, it's Anthony from the undercard. She contacts us, and then I pulled a surprise. Well, Anthony didn't contact you. I did, but you're on the show anyways with Anthony.
Brad left out the important part where she says, who?
Exactly.
Huh?
Right.
The what? Who?
What?
No.
The undercard?
I'm in the underwire? What?
I hate underwire. It cuts in.
I hate the underwire. I have 12 pounds. I hate the underwire. Yeah. It cuts in.
I need under cable.
She's gonna hear this episode.
Rochelle smiled knowingly.
What do you got, like 16-gauge cable holding them puppies up, Rochelle?
I'm not talking to you about it.
Will you file a complaint with the HR department?
Who's next to you?
We don't
just
have
pass them a note. I never received the training.
Right. We've tried.
Yeah. Well, just every HR trainer that you've ever met in your life, who is it? A hot chick with a giant rat.
Absolutely. Yeah. Always. Yeah. Every time.
It's entrapment.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it really is. Yep.
Well, we're going to wrap up our show because we got to go watch a fight, and we've already made our predictions. But next week, Anthony, you're more than welcome. Next week, we got Joseph Donofrio.
Well, he's a host now.
Yeah, he is permanently a host.
Yeah, it's done and done.
We want to thank Bailey for joining us. Welcome back.
We missed you, Bailey. We really did.
We want to be ready for next episode because it will officially be October.
It sure will.
Absolutely.
So the music changes. The ring girls are in costumes. It's great.
Yay.
Awesome. It's pumpkin everything. Pumpkin.
No, please.
Yes. I had three pumpkin spice lattes today.
Dude, I walked with the counter at Starbucks and I said, "Hi, I'd like a white girl." The guy did a double take and then just handed me a pumpkin spice latte.
They were already made up, like lined up. There you go.
Oh, just shoot me now.
Basic bitch.
Just shoot me now. Yeah. I was like a basic bitch.
Basic bitch, yeah.
And this Saturday, October 3rd, at the Imperial House, you can buy tickets at xicwdetroit.com. We'll also be covering what happened at the event. Ring Girls will be at the event. We'll be at the event. It's going to be actually fun. We're actually getting pictures of the Ring Girls printed out, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
Yeah, dude, we love being there. Thank you for the invite once again.
He was talking about the Ring Girls, not you.
Oh.
Yeah, he doesn't.
I'm making a sad nobody face cares on the
about,
radio. Yeah.
Nobody cares about us, Brad. You should know this by now.
Sad face on the radio.
Yeah, we are simply the ride that gets the radio where they need to be.
Well,
Brad, you
need in proper context, not a bad thing. Brad,
true.
All right, so Brad's new to the Snapchat thing, and Brad needs new followers, followers. Oh, Brad, you should tell everybody your Snapchat name.
I believe it's Kid Vegas 19. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Follow him on Snapchat.
It's pretty funny.
That's the only way he talks to anybody now.
It's true.
Those crazy kids today in their Snapchat.
Did you check your Snapchat yet? Did you see what I sent you? No.
You kids are snap tweeting.
Did you check my Snapchat yet? I sent something super cool.
Exactly. Are you on my face? Because I'm on my face, and I was just thinking that we could trade messages on my face. That'd be super sweet. That'd be super sweet.
I don't talk to Brad any other way.
I know, exactly. It's changed everything.
You only talk to Brad on my face?
That's it.
No, he's on Snapchat.
On Snapchat.
That's right.
We want to thank David for working the board.
Brad is unfazed.
Oh, no,
unfazed whatsoever. He just sits back and waits.
K-Help has a show in 5 minutes, so we got to wrap it. David for working
the
board.
He's got nice titties, too.
We want to thank Bob, his partner from IT and the D, for
our
being here.
Our show is marching on.
We want to thank Malcolm, DBA. Good luck on
yes,
Saturday.
Yes, absolutely.
Want to thank Rochelle for all she does, Bailey for being here, and my co-host. I want to thank Anthony. I want to thank Marv. Yeah. I want to thank Jimmy. Happy birthday, Jimmy.
Thank you.
We'll be celebrating with beers this Saturday. Yep. We'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye.
That's it.
This is a previously recorded episode of The Undercard, Hand Combat Radio. This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.